It's Baldy with the ODEC.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Baldy.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Baldy.
I was doing a deep dive yesterday after we talked about my inability to say the word dandruff.
Dandruff.
Yeah, dandruff.
Dandruff.
Or dandruff.
So, teasing ahead, 8:40, we will meet dandruff.
Oh.
Hmm.
And I came up with this list, or I found this list.
Dandruff.
Thank you. Words that are commonly mispronounced in the English language, because anybody that listens to The Ticket knows that even though we're paid lots of money, well, some of us are paid lots of money, to speak for a living.
Sean and I are rich. I don't know about you guys.
I was like, slow down a second.
Yeah. A lot of us.
Because we're rich as hell over here.
A lot of us still struggle with the English language. And some of these, so I read a lot of books when I was a kid. Some of these I didn't actually hear out loud until I was 31.
Would you like green
31.
Eggs and ham?
So starting off with C-A-C-H-E.
Okay.
I, up until last year, thought it was pronounced cachet.
I like saying cachet because it sounds
Fancy, right?
Yeah. It sounds exotic.
Yeah. And then if you just say cash, nobody knows if you're talking about money or if you're talking about a little pile of loot, I
or
guess.
Or you want to clear cash and cookies.
Right. So, I actually...
You always do.
I actually found that out while playing video games, because in Warzone, you know, you go dropped in, you go to a cache, collect your loot, and I was like, oh, there's this cache over here. My brother's like, oh, a what? A cache. No, it's cache. So 30 years old until I found out that that was cache. Also, I forgot to mention this. While I was looking for dandruff pronunciations, trying to figure out where I heard that and came up with that, I found this on Wiktionary, and this is the very generic South England pronunciation of the word.
Dandruff.
Dandruff? Like you said?
Dandruff.
Dandruff.
Are you British?
No, which is not... it doesn't dandruff. Really help my case,
you
but...
You grew up near Plano.
I grew up right here in the great state of Texas, but I'm glad that at least there's... maybe I heard it in... Because I did take a trip over to England when I was way younger.
Okay. So sticks with you?
Is maybe. That where you noticed your dandruff?
Maybe.
Across the pond?
Across the pond.
Do hockey players say dandruff because you're a big hockey fan?
I think hockey players...
You listen to a lot of cuts in the Clipper
hockey
room.
Hockey players are all about the flow, though, so I'm sure they work hard not to have dandruff.
There you go.
Dandruff.
See? You had to think about it. You're getting there.
I had to slow down and think about that one, but we made it. Okay, another one. A-C-A-I, and I've seen this a lot in the last, like, decade as it's popped up, but the C has the little dangling part on the bottom. I don't know what that's called.
Talking about the berry?
Yeah. Do either of y'all know how that's pronounced?
Acai.
Perfect, because I said for the longest time, acai.
Acai, I've
acai,
said that a bunch, too.
Yeah.
I think I've been corrected so many times saying that word. It's acai, bro.
I thought it was just acai.
Acai, dude.
No, it's got E. It's got the E at the end. Acai.
Hmm.
Very fancy.
But that's not very common. I guess if you're getting a smoothie or
it
like
is now. It's more common now because it's like a very common berry flavor to put on drinks and stuff. But
it's one of the words that you read more than you say. And so you might not ever need to say it.
When was the last time you heard an advertisement for acai-flavored fruit drinks or whatever? You just don't hear it. So you read it, and I'm like, okay, acai. Because
but it could be more and more of a factor in everybody's world.
It is. Some of these, I think, have become just kind of commonplace, and we just accept them more. Like, how do you pronounce the second month of the year?
February.
February? Even though it's spelled February?
Yes. I do not add that first
R
in there.
There.
I don't know.
Maybe I should just Google
it. That's my
it.
Birth month, and I never understood that growing up as a kid.
Right. So
why do I have to add an R into this?
The actual pronunciation is February.
Really?
Yeah. It's got that February. But we all just kind of say February because
we
just...
rush through.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
So...
Pod me up, Tyler.
February.
Yeah. Okay.
Google lady never lies.
Another one? How would you pronounce a condiment that you put on a sandwich, a white condiment that you put on
ketchup.
A sandwich?
Oh.
White condiment.
I love ketchup.
Some white condom?
Some people would say mayonnaise.
I do not.
I say mayonnaise.
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 But it is
it's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Is mayonnaise just a, is that a Texas thing? Is that a Southern
maybe. I don't,
pronunciation?
I think it's just probably. Lazy speak, lazy speech.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise.
I don't know if I've ever heard mayonnaise.
Well, we say mayo.
We say mayo, but I always just say mayonnaise. Patty Mayonnaise
right.
from Doug.
Mm-hmm. Underrated show.
Oh, awesome.
All right. This one I found.
Tyler laugh.
We have been living a lie here at the station. As one of the greatest e-breaks of all time by a Hall of Famer is not even a correct word.
Boatswain.
That's not how that word is pronounced.
How is it?
Bosun.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but boatswain's funnier.
Boatswain is so much better.
I'm not sure that's correct.
I know, Norm, you were wrong twice because you called him by his incorrect middle name, and that wasn't even the right way to pronounce
sure
it.
Sure, I'm right about
that. No, you're not.
At all.
Do we have
Boatswain.
Do we have the Peter King e-break somewhere in there? Because, man, I will never forget being at Normathon and just the amount of joy I got when Peter says, my middle name is Andrew, and then we hear dial tone.
So while you pull that up, Tyler, this is where my deep, dark secret comes in. So prior to that Normathon, Sean, you might remember that I believe Donnie was out and I was producing for you and Norm.
Mm. Okay.
And there was a day that, you know, Norm asked me to cut down 10 trees personally so I could print stuff out for him. He wanted 7 different Wikipedia profiles about his guests for the Normathon. One of those including Peter King. His middle name on his Wikipedia profile, as I went back and found out, was Boatswain.
Yeah.
Or Bosun.
Mm-hmm.
So he got that off of the Wikipedia file that I printed for him and didn't even bother to look.
Boatswain.
That's still not your fault. Like, we knew he got that from Wikipedia.
It's his fault
like
for you wanting just, Wikipedia.
Yeah, you printed it.
I feel like, as a producer, I should be looking at the page,
no,
at least.
No, you shouldn't.
Now, if you were writing a one sheet for him for an interview and you had a bullet pointed list that, hey, his middle name is Boatswain, that might be on you for that. But you just gave him the Wikipedia page.
That's word, considering it's pronounced Bosun, has so many unnecessary letters in the spelling, it's ridiculous. So we have the e-break, Tyler. Let's hear it. This is so
finally
good.
Peter, over the years we've talked so many times. I've heard you so many times with the musers. And there's always been at the bottom of my question page one I wanted to ask you.
Question page.
You are Peter King, but your middle name is Boatswain. Where did that come from?
My middle name is Andrew.
That's not true. It's Boatswain.
What? Did you make him so mad with that he hung up?
No.
Like, my middle name is Andrew. Boop.
What happened there, Jake?
I don't know.
Phone call just dropped off.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
listen, on Wikipedia.
129.
It's Boatswain.
129 is on the way.
No.
On Wikipedia, and I actually did research on this, too, because you can go and see all the edits that are on Wikipedia and see.
What are you calling it?
Wikipedia.
Are we pronouncing that correctly?
You're saying that weird.
You're saying Wikipedia. You're saying Wikipedia.
I think it's Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Wiki. Wiki.
Wikipedia.
What do you call the four letter, the shortened version?
Wiki.
A wiki.
A wiki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Wiccan.
There's
like a
no
witch.
Way that's a word.
Wikipedia.
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 How do you say it?
Wikipedia.
No.
Wiki.
Wiki. It's not.
Wikipedia.
It's not
Wikipedia.
Wiki Henderson.
We're getting so much out of Baldy this week. This is great.
Wikipedia.
Apparently, I just don't know words, which is fascinating. Because
like,
all I do is type out and read words for a living.
Oh,
what's
awesome.
The Keanu Reeves guy that kills all the people?
John Wick.
Okay,
but that's W-I-C-K versus W-I-K. W-I-K-I.
Yeah. Wiki.
Yeah, wiki. Like WikiLeaks. It was a big national story.
It's not WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and I called it WikiLeaks.
No, <that's, laughs> you did, really?
I did call it WikiLeaks. Anyway, somebody had changed it to Bosun, not Boatswain, over, like, on the September before, and I could not figure out why. There was no article that had him put boatswain in an article or anything like that. Couldn't figure it out. Somebody just changed his middle name to Bosun on his Wikipedia page, and it just stuck there.
We're getting P1 reaction, and this dude wants you to know that cash, like you said, C-A-C-H-E, is cash, and then there's cachet, which is C-A-C-H-E-T. So it's two different words.
Okay, but that's not fair because the English language is just four other languages in a trench coat hiding. Yeah, it's that because cash is a French word, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And cachet, I guess, would also be a French word with a T at the end.
Sounds French.
Sure. I don't know. Anyway, words are hard.
Anyone can even know that.